Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Happy Friday, June 2nd, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today, continuing with our theme of speaking against pride for the whole of Pride Month, we will be reading Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11 through 14, and it reads, "Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." So this verse doesn't come right out and say pride, but I think it's very much an important reminder. You know, we in America have done exactly what Moses warned the Jews about. We are the richest nation that has ever existed. We live in the technology age, and work is easy and requires little effort comparatively. Even the poor among us are rich in the world's eyes. As Moses warns in verse 14, our hearts are lifted up and we forgot the Lord. We have become prideful in our abundance, forgetting where that abundance comes from. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above." Our pride has led us to say we have no need for a God. Our pride has even led us to a place where we say we can correct the mistakes God made. A life of ease and plenty has made us forget James 1:17. We think good and perfect are just what we get for being born in America in 2023. And if what we have, what God has given us, isn't good or perfect enough, then we'll change it. We'll blame God for the perceived mistakes. Oh, the arrogance of modern man. It's only because of the blessings that God has lavished on this nation that we have the ease and plenty which has allowed us to even contemplate and experiment with things such as transgenderism. Yet rather than honoring God and praising him for his blessings, we've decided to turn our backs and replace God with self-idolatry.
Yep, nothing new under the sun. So we can be brought out of slavery and dive right back into it. There is a blessing about being in need and having to rely on God for daily provision. That way, we are praying and thanking him daily. We are in closer fellowship with God when we realize our need for him in all things. I wonder sometimes why he is allowing us, our nation, to go on for decades in comfort, knowing we are drifting further and further away from him. I pray for his mercy on us, however he sees fit to turn people's hearts back to him. And that most likely is through disease or war against our country. It's always been that way in the Old Testament, at least. God, in his concern for his people, brings calamity upon them to cause them to return before they all would perish. And we know the nature of man, that they will not turn to God without being in a desperate situation. When they are shown by the work of the Holy Spirit that they are dead in their sins, and they will be punished for eternity if they are in those sins, that is a merciful act of God to show them that truth. I pray that all would believe this truth and believe on Jesus for forgiveness and be saved. And we can trust that God has not forgotten, and we can trust his timing in doing this work. We must be faithful workers and keep sharing the gospel and warning others of the danger of pride.
And so again, we are going to forego the Psalm and the Proverbs this month and instead end with a quote about pride. And today's quote comes from St. Augustine.
And St. Augustine says, there never can have been and never can be, and there never shall be any sin without pride.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.